On the Act section, you can find a list of all units in your area of responsibility. Besides the unit's name, you will get the information on how many actions have been created for this unit, what is the progress on this unit's actions, and the unit they are assigned to. You can select the unit you want to create an action for by clicking on the unit's name or the entry icon on the top right of the unit box. After you have selected the correct unit, we want to show you how to add an action. Later in this training, we will also give you a more detailed explanation on how to select the right unit. Step 1. Click on Add an Action. Step 2. Add the action title and description and click on Add an Action to save the same. Step 3. Your action appears in your list. Click on the little arrow to expand the view. Step 4. Move to Map Action to one dimension and click on the Set button. Step 5. Choose the dimension you want to map your action to from the drop-down. Mapping an item is not mandatory. Click Save. Well done! You have added an action and could now track the progress of implementation with the tool. As announced, let us explain a little bit more on how to pick the right unit for your action plan on the next two slides. First, taking a look at the different hierarchy levels. In the list of units on ACT, you will find the unit you are leading. If you are responsible for a larger span of control, you will, in addition, see your direct reports and your subunits in this list. Keep in mind that also the manager name visible in brackets after the unit name might be helpful. It might be that your subunits also have additional subunits below. You will also see those in your unit list in the tool. With that, you basically have the full view on your area of responsibility, so the ACT feature helps to continuously track your own action plan, and on top of that, you can also track the progress in your subunits. Before starting with the different options, there are two general rules to keep in mind. First, reflect reality in the tool. Think about who participated in your team dialogue and which level in the hierarchy fits to your dialogue. If you are not sure about how a certain level is displayed in the tool, please reach out to your local survey champion. Second, one action plan must be added to one hierarchy level only. Do not add the same action plan to several levels. This would cause double counts. The following options will show you where to add your team action plan. Thank you very much for your attention. We hope that this presentation helped you to start creating your action plans. Keep in mind that we use the tool to document and track actions, but the key of this initiative is in strengthening the conversations you and your team have. We wish you much success and many insights while driving your team dialogues and action plans.